From the Mercy One Studio. John Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction, Five Suns Naturescapes, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and everywhere you are on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. It's a Friday, March 5th. Here we go. Father Andrew Winchittle is not in the house. He's going to be on the radio with us, of course, for his Sunday reflection on the gospel. And it's a great gospel for this Sunday. We talked about it a little bit yesterday with Deacon and Randy Keel, but we'll get into it here in a little bit. Coming up at 7:15, Nisha Kishore is going to be on, volunteer and outreach manager for DMARC. We love DMARC here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We talk about them and with them, we try to get them on every quarter. So we're going to talk to them about DMARC Madness. You kind of get that a little bit, DMARC Madness with basketball, but they've got some great stuff going on over there at DMARC. We'll talk to Nisha all about Gary Zimak coming up at 7:45 today for our monthly segment. We're going to talk about a little reflection that he's doing in his book, Give Up Worry for Lent, and a reflection that can take us probably about an hour to get through when you talk about it, but we're going to talk about that today in the second half hour and just really kind of comb over his book once again. Just an important reminder for all of us, especially as we are smack dab right in the middle of the Lenten season. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports weather straight from the desk of TV 13 meteorologist Megan Selwell, your saint of the day, Jimmy with your traffic, and Deacon Tony Valdez with your morning offering right now.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Iowa looks pretty good, my friend, going into the March Madness here.
Yeah, won six of their last seven games, including last night's game, a win over Nebraska. And your former coach up there at Ames at Iowa State, Fred Hoiberg, they're struggling. But, yeah, good morning, John. It is a good morning when you talk about the Hawkeyes and what they're doing.
Well, I'm not a Hawkeye fan, but I will give credit where credit is due. And it's going to be at least fun to watch them through the March Madness. And I think they're allowing some fans. Is that correct?
That is correct. They're going to allow some fans to these postseason tournament games. I think the Big 12 is doing the same, and certainly the Big 10 is. But, yeah, that's good to see. They'll obviously have to mask up and all that like we've been doing for the boys and the girls state basketball tournaments here in Des Moines and wrestling. They all masked up. So, you know, yeah, it's all good.
Illinois, Gonzaga, Baylor, and Michigan, I think, are the ones that Iowa will not be able to get by. And unfortunate that two of those are in the Big Ten themselves. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, Iowa has the ability to do it. I just don't know if they're going to do it. Those are tough teams.
Yeah, and then when you have two players that are in the rotation that are hurt, one's out for the year, and that's Jack Nungy, their post player off the bench for Iowa. He's out for the year. And then, CJ's out. He got injured again last night, and he's their other guard. So, yeah, the depth doesn't look good, but I like how the bench players are playing. But Nebraska's probably not the right opponent to judge that upon. Fun day at the league last night, apparently. My goodness.
I saw it.
Yeah, so plans this weekend, Mr. Leonetti, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say put your snowblower away, but you never had it out, so there's nothing to worry
about
there.
That's true. I want to put that away, though. I think it's going to be nice. We'll probably go to the park with the kids a couple times. It's fun for them. They love it.
I know people taking their dogs to the dog parks, and it's very muddy, so I'm sure the regular city parks are the same. So that's the only thing you got to deal with is the mud and the ground freezing.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, we'll get right to it. We've got a beautiful weekend in store, and we'll start right now from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently at the Mercy One Studios here in Des Moines, we have fair skies and 28 degrees, an east wind at 7 miles per hour. It's very chilly. Feels like temperature down to 21 degrees, so plenty of refreezing going on. And get your sunglasses out. Again, the sight lines on the east-west highways and streets are very tough to deal with, so make sure you've got sunglasses and your visor down when you're driving, because that is making it interesting here for the next month. Today we'll see mostly sunny skies, a high of 54 degrees here in central Iowa today, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, overnight low of 30 degrees, and tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 59 for your Saturday. Sunday, we'll see increasing clouds, breezy and warmer, a high of 67 degrees, and on Monday, partly cloudy, and a high of 69 degrees. Well, in the news on this Friday morning, Des Moines airport passengers can now get a COVID test. An airport spokesperson says there are three tests ranging in cost from $25 to $90. Now, results take less than an hour for the rapid antigen test and the antibody test. The more advanced PCR test results come back in 24 hours. Now, the PCR is needed for international travel. COVID testing is located in the temporary closed restaurant, which is south of the ticketing area at the Des Moines International Airport. This service is being offered by Dr. John Vanderveer of Exemplar Health. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball, as John and I were visiting about earlier, the Iowa Hawkeyes now have won six of their last seven games. Fifth-ranked Iowa rolled over Nebraska last night, 102-64 at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Hawks are now 19-7 on the season. They'll conclude the regular season this Sunday as they take on number 25 Wisconsin at home, and they'll tip off at 11:30 Sunday morning, and it'll be televised nationally on Fox. Big 12 basketball last night, number 18 Texas Tech defeated the Iowa State Cyclones by the score of 81-54 in Lubbock, Texas. Iowa State will conclude their season tomorrow as they'll tip it off at 4 o'clock at Kansas State, and that game will be televised in ESPN+. Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament going on in St. Louis last night. Northern Iowa, the 7th seed, defeated Illinois State 65-60, so that'll set up tonight's matchup as Northern Iowa will take on Drake. They'll tip off at 5 o'clock. Drake is the 2nd seed with a record of 24-3, and that game will be televised on ESPN+ from St. Louis tonight. Tonight, women's college basketball, both Northern Iowa and Drake will be in action. Northern Iowa women at Selden, Illinois. They'll tip off at 4 o'clock in Carbondale, Illinois. And Valparaiso comes to Des Moines. They take on the Drake Bulldogs. They'll tip off at 5 o'clock at the Knapp Center. And both those games will be televised on ESPN+. ESPN3. Tonight, USHL hockey here in Urbandale. Des Moines Buccaneers hosting Sioux City, and they'll face off at 7 o'clock. The two teams will play tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Buccaneer Arena. Our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is this coming Wednesday, March 10th. It'll be a coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. First round coverage in Class 4A has 5th seed Dowling taking on number 4 seed Johnston. Our pregame begin at 9:45 Wednesday morning, tip off at 10 o'clock as Dowling and Johnston will meet for the third time this year. The two teams split during the regular season. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have fair skies, 28 degrees, an east wind at 7 miles per hour, and that feels like temperature down to 21 degrees. Reminder about refreezing, so be careful out there on some of those sidewalks, steps, and decks. And remember, the sight lines, the sun is right on the east-west highways, so be mindful of that and navigate through that safely. As today, we'll see partly sunny skies throughout most of the day, a high of 54 degrees with southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show. Coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
We are accident-free and no major delays. We do have a traffic issue on I-80-35 there around the Grimes exit on the right shoulder there. So there near 100th Street, so use some caution as you are headed, again, westbound 80-35. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, Jimmy. Let's go to Father Andrew Winchettle now. Good morning, Father. Morning.
Jesus is flipping some tables this weekend.
That's right. Yeah, that's how I like to put it. I'm not sure how you knew that. Seriously, that's a good lesson, though, about anger is we might conclude that anger by itself is not a sin. It's what kind of anger that's being expressed and how it's being expressed. In this case, because Jesus can't sin, we can say that this is righteous anger and that it's okay. After all, he's divine. He has this therefore, divine prerogative, and it's about something that's objectively wrong. In this case, the temple is being abused, and he's doing what he needs to do to right that wrong.
I saw a video the other day. I thought this was really interesting, and the person asked, "What makes you angry?" You know, really, what makes you angry? What makes me angry can tell someone a lot about who we are. What we get angry at. And if you really kind of sit back and think about that, that was really kind of a wow. You know, I mean, what made Jesus angry? As you said, anger isn't in itself a sin. Jesus is angry because of injustice that is happening there. People that are taking advantage of the poor. And the way this worked was pretty simple. I mean, you know, you would have to bring a sacrifice, right? Some kind of animal that they would bring to the temple. And the temple police, if you will, would just really kind of take advantage of the poor in the sense that they would take the animal, find a blemish on it that probably wasn't even there, but they would anyway, and say this wasn't good enough for the sacrifice. But you're in luck because we have a little bank over there and you can go purchase a perfect sacrifice right over there. Just go ahead and make your way over. So they'd take whatever money that these people had left, right? So just completely taking advantage of the poor there in the temple. And Jesus is sitting back. And obviously there's a bigger picture to this, but that's kind of the micro of what's going on in the situation. The macro of the whole thing is Jesus is talking about taking advantage of others, especially when it comes to the poor.
Right, exactly, and maybe even on, we could say on a bigger level too than even that is the key one of the key phrases in this entire passage is he's when he's speaking about his body that he will raise up the temple he says and the people there the authorities take him literally thinking, gosh, this building we've been putting this up for years, and now you're going to restore it in just 3 days. And of course, he's speaking about his own body, referring to his temple, and likewise, our own bodies are temples, and we will be resurrected insofar as he himself underwent the first resurrection. So he's getting us ready, basically laying the foundation, if you will, for the church. The successor to the temple, the place where sacrifices took place. As every time we celebrate the Mass, we're celebrating the one definitive sacrifice that will forgive all the sins, regardless of all those animals being sacrificed. This is the one that will do it all and suffice for every sin. And there will be no need for any more sacrifice than this one of his body being given up for us.
Yeah, there it is right there. I mean, you went big picture there on this, and I like it. Father Andrew, would you give us your blessing this morning?
Certainly. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
That's Father Andrew Winchettle, everyone. Talk to you soon, Father. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Friday of Lent here. Nisha Kishore is going to be coming up right after this, volunteer and outreach manager for DMARC. We got an announcement that they are going to be making and a fun opportunity for all of you. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about those powerful saint quotes that I said yesterday we were going to get to, but we didn't, to ignite your Lenten journey to holiness. We'll have some saint quotes for you. After this, John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Bell Construction for underwriting the show. Dean Bell, BC Roofing, 963-4494. Dean, we appreciate you and all you continue to do to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio as an underwriter. You believe in the power and the mission of this radio station. You do so because you put your business name behind it. Thank you. Bell Construction, residential re-roofs. He's a busy man. 963-4494.
Support for programming of Catholic Women Now partially provided by Farm Bureau agent Cindy Schulte. Cindy Schulte on the web at cindyschulte.com. 515-226-2111. Cindy and her team know health insurance.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading 12-day all-inclusive experiences, sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. Thank you to Blessman International for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, and I want to thank Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory for underwriting Christ is the Answer. Losing a loved one, as we know, is never easy, and it can leave you feeling lost and even hopeless at times. But Caldwell Parish helps ease that burden by sincerely caring both about your loss and about your faith. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home and Crematory is Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. Their number is 515-276-0551 or online at caldwellparish.com.
St. Vincent de Paul's assists those living in poverty to become self-sufficient. Learn more at svdpsm.org or call 515-282-8327. This message brought to you by Homemakers Furniture.
This is Matt Wilcomb, Executive Director for Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you so much for your generous support during our Spring Carathon. Because of you, the love and truth of Jesus Christ will continue to be proclaimed throughout Central Iowa and beyond. As a result, lives will continue to be transformed. Matching dollars are still available. Give us a call at 515-223-1150 or donate online at iowacatholicradio.com. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in, friends. John Leonetti in the Morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio, second half hour. Gary Zimak's going to be on for his monthly segment, a favorite, I know, of many of you. We're going to talk about one of his daily reflections in his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. One of, I believe it's his best-selling book of all time. The thing continues to just fly off the charts. It was up there on Amazon's top books, I believe, like overall top books, just done incredible work. So we'll have Gary on in the second half hour to catch up. Let's go to our next guest of the day, volunteer and outreach manager for DMARC, Nisha Kishore joins us. Hi, Nisha.
Hi, John.
Thanks for coming on. Got something kind of fun going on here at DMARC. I think you're calling it what, D-March Madness or something?
Yeah, it's a fun play on March Madness, including DMARC.
And what are you doing with it?
Yeah, so it's DMARC's inaugural event. It's going to be a virtual event, and it's created to mobilize the excitement of the NCAA basketball tournament with everybody's bracket skills while we're fighting food insecurity in Greater Des Moines.
Now, who do you have going all the way?
Well, I'm originally from Kentucky, but
uh-oh.
I see that the Wildcats are not doing too well this year. It looks like they're not even going to make it to the tournament field.
Yeah,
so considering my new home, I'm going to try to root for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
You're going to go for the Hawks.
Hawkeyes.
Yeah. Hawks. That's it's not a bad pick. I'll tell you, they're a good team. I'm not a Hawk fan, but I am interested in seeing how far they can go in this tournament. There's going to be a lot of people as well. But you're doing this for a phenomenal cause, of course, and that is to help feed those right here in Central Iowa that are going hungry. So exactly how does this work? You fill out a bracket, and then what do you do?
Yeah, so we've created a DMARC Madness pool on ESPN, and we want people to join that. And each bracket's $20. So, and then we're going to have some fun prizes with all of that. So we're going to do an overall person who raises the most funds. We're going to do an overall winner, so the person with the best bracket. And we're going to do the biggest loser, the person with the worst bracket.
Uh-oh.
So you don't have to be an expert at college basketball to participate.
Now, does the biggest loser get a prize?
Yes, all three of them get a big prize.
I like that. That's kind of fun. So, and this is, the funds are going to where again?
Yeah, so they're going to DMARC's food pantry network that's assisted over 58,000 people in Greater Des Moines in the last year through our 14 food pantries and our 31 mobile sites.
Why do you spend your time volunteering for this organization?
Well, I think
For the organization. I know you're working on a daily basis to be able to coordinate a lot of different areas, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I mean, you're not making much. There's a lot of people part of this organization. The money's going to the poor, you know, and the money's going towards those that are hungry. I'm assuming you're very talented and gifted. You could go to a lot of different places, but you choose to spend your time here.
Well, I think the work is so important. You know, there's so much need, and we don't really see it when we're living in our own bubble, but there's just so much need, and volunteers, I love working with volunteers. Those are the people that are the most passionate and get out there and actually want to do something, and when I get to interact with those people, I think that's the best.
Yeah, I just think that's key. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just think what DMARC does is the is amazing, helping people around, and the need has grown so much, even with COVID.
Yeah. I mean, I say this to a lot of people that work in nonprofits, and especially nonprofits that are serving the poor. I mean, you're not in it for the money. You're not going to have that mansion on the Hudson someday, those that are working in nonprofit work. And that's not why people are in it. They're in it because they want to serve, and they want to serve those, especially here, that are hungry right here in Central Iowa. And there's a large contingent. You may not think so, but there's a large contingent of those that do go hungry. You're doing some great work, Nisha. Keep up the good work. Now, where can people go to fill out their bracket and participate?
Yeah, well, we've made it really simple. They can just go on our website. It's dmarcunited.org. And on the front screen, you see a tab, and you just click, and all the details are right there. And on our Facebook page, they can follow along with all the updates that we'll be posting throughout the month of March.
That's great. And what are the prizes again?
Well, we're still working on some prizes.
Nice.
We just got a great sponsor. We have Lincoln Savings Bank, and we'll be posting about prizes are to come. So those will be some special announcements we'll be announcing the next week.
Well, I will be filling out my bracket today. It's $20. Well, I can't fill it out yet because it's not set.
No.
I will fill it out when it does get set, and it's just $20 per bracket, friends. And again, that money goes to the great work that DMARC continues to do. DMARCunited.org. Stay tuned to it, friends. Thank you, Nisha. Thanks for coming on. God bless you.
Yep, thank you for having me on.
All right, that's Nisha Kishore, volunteer and outreach manager for DMARC. All right, I told you yesterday we were going to get to this, and we did. The powerful saint quotes to ignite our Lenten journey to holiness. Now, you may feel, friends, you may feel that you've kind of, that light that was lit at the beginning of Lent, you may feel that's going a little bit dim, or has gone a little bit dim, as we are smack dab right in the middle of our Lenten walk. Well, if that's the case, it's time to throw a little gasoline on that and allow that spark to continue to grow. And to do that, let's look at some of the lives of the saints to be able to help us in this Lenten work here. And I think the first one is perfect, St. Catherine of Siena. And she was
I mean, some of the words, some of the quotes that she has, the writings just in general, and in a lot of ways are next to none. But she says this, and I think this is important for us. Nothing great is ever achieved without much enduring. Nothing great is ever achieved without much enduring. So you think of the great work or the goal that you have and that you want, whatever it is. She says, nothing great is ever achieved without much enduring. It's going to take work. There's going to be some suffering. It's not going to be easy. St. Rose of Lima said, apart from the cross, there is no other ladder by which we may go to heaven. Jesus says, if you want to come after me, you must take up your cross daily and follow me. If you want to come after me, you must take up your cross daily and follow me. He doesn't say, okay, option A is the cross, option B, option C, and then you just kind of choose. No, he gives us one way. Then he says, I am the way, and you're going to go where I go. So again, this Lent, if you feel maybe you've kind of turned up the suffering in your life a little bit, or you haven't been great at the sacrifice that, or sacrifices that you've decided to make, well, here it is. It's time to get shored up in this again and to realize this is sacrifices are meant to hurt a little bit, to remind us what is most important in life. St. Charles Borromeo says, behold Jesus Christ crucified, who is the only foundation of our hope. He is our mediator and advocate, the victim and sacrifice for our sins. He is goodness and patience itself. His mercy is moved by the tears of sinners, and he never refuses pardon and grace to those who ask it with a truly contrite and humble heart. See, the sin of Adam and Eve, friends, was so great that no mere human was going to be able to fix that, to mend that. See, this is at the heart of what we talk about when we talk about Christ Jesus being the victim and the sacrifice for our sins. The rupture, and it was a clear rupture, the no from Adam and Eve, our parents in faith, the no was so clear, sin, it was such a rupture that no human would ever be able to mend this. You see the point here that God himself would come down and offer himself for us. The Son of God, the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, would assume human flesh, would take on skin, would take a body, would break into time, and would represent us as God and man there on the cross as the sacrifice, would mend that himself, would glorify, again, mere mortals that we are, that would allow that bridge to be mended. He would be the sacrifice. Wouldn't be anyone else. Wouldn't be some great spiritual leader. It wouldn't be some great prophet. It would be God himself that desired to become that bridge, to mend that bridge back to him. And he would do so, pulling us along the way. God would come to this earth, walk our walk, talk our talk, die our death, and then rise and say, this is the life I want for you too. Pull us along with him. So this is kind of at the heart of what Borromeo is saying here, what Rose of Lima is saying, and really I think what Catherine of Siena is saying here. Because this is where we have to go. This is the life that God has called every one of us to be. St. Clare of Assisi says, if you suffer with him, you will reign with him. If you cry with him, you will have joy with him. If you die with him on the cross of tribulation, you will possess the eternal dwelling place in the splendor of the saints. And your name, written in the book of life, will be glorious among men. St. Jose Maria Escriva says, you don't know how to pray, put yourself in the presence of God. And as soon as you have said, Lord, I don't know how to pray, you can be sure you've already begun. Imperfect prayer, as I say, is still prayer. Yes. And finally, St. Padre Pio, the life of a Christian is nothing but a perpetual struggle against self. There is no flowering of the soul to the beauty of its perfection, except at the price of pain. He He talks about the suffering that it will take. That in life, there is a redemptive element here to our sacrifices and our suffering, especially during this Lent. The move here for every one of us is to grow deeper into our faith. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be difficult, but at the same time, this is the time to make it happen. All right, I'll give one more. St. Teresa of Calcutta. I can't go without her. She says, as Lent is the time for great love, listen to Jesus' thirst. He knows your weaknesses. He wants only your love, wants only the chance to love you. Gary Zimak in the second half hour, friends. We're going to talk about his book, Give Up Worry for Lent, and a daily reflection that he's got here. Fear not, O land, we be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. We'll have that for you coming up here for our monthly segment. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you for being a part of the show today. And thank you to Five Suns Naturescapes Landscape and Design for underwriting the show. We appreciate you and all you do to be able to help us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. FiveSunsNaturescapes.com. 493-1060. Now's the time. It's getting beautiful out there. They're hard at work. 493-1060. FiveSunsNaturescapes.com. Father Andrew now with today's Gospel and Reflection.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a winepress in it, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time drew near, he sent his disciples to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another they killed, and a third they stoned. Again he sent other servants, more numerous than the first ones, but they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, thinking, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to one another, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance.' They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to those tenants when he comes? They answered him, 'He will put those wretched men to a wretched death and lease his vineyard to other tenants, who will give him the produce at the proper times.' Jesus said to them, 'Did you never read in the scriptures, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? By the Lord has this been done, and is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that will produce its fruit.' When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage reflects salvation history in which the Holy Land was given to a chosen people who often rebelled against God. In the New Covenant and Testament, Jesus establishes what is now considered the Church, and Christians are the new chosen people. No group of people is perfect because we're all sinners, but instead of giving in to sin, we at least continue to fight it with His grace, striving to produce fruit for the Lord.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio, John Leonetti in the Morning, and The Maroon Moment is provided by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. Since 1999, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling has been supporting customers with their rules to live by. Respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling is a family-run business, reminding you of the Golden Rule. Treat others as you wish to be treated. Golden Rule Heating and Cooling. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thank you, Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio and John Leonetti in the Morning is provided by Blessman International. Blessman International partners with volunteers and donors to provide sustainable programs for children in South Africa by leading a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with vulnerable children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmaninternational.org. That's blessmaninternational.org. Thank you, Blessman International, for your support of Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thanks for joining me today, friends. John Lee, 90 in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Coming up here on this Friday, March 5th, we're going to have Gary Zimak welcome him back to the show. We're going to talk about some Lenten reflections from his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. You know, oftentimes worrying is about the future, right? I mean, that's what we worry about the most, and it can be a dangerous place for the soul. And we're going to talk to Gary about some ways that we can give those over to our Lord. Deacon Tony Valdez, it's off for our day to Almighty God.
God, our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse, protect us. Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark Amadeo now. News and sports.
News and sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. Happy Friday to you, the end of the week.
Hey, we are here. We made it, didn't we?
And you know what that means? It's Fish Fry Friday.
Where are you going tonight?
Rochester, Minnesota.
Really?
I'm out of town. Oh. Yeah, we got indoor softball, college softball, and I prolonged it, and now I'm doing this weekend, so I'm gone.
I see.
Yeah, so I've got to find something up there. I have to Google it on the way. My buddy's going to drive, and I'll be looking for. And of course, a couple of these guys are not Catholic, but they said, "Yeah, we'll go to them." They serve dessert, right? Yeah, and I said most of them do.
Oh yeah,
the real good ones serve a lot of dessert.
Yes, no question about it. And I, especially on a Friday. Yes, we Catholics, we're good at that. There's a lot of parishes up there. I'm thinking there's one that I spoke to right around that area, and I'll try to send you the name of it. I forgot exactly what it was, but see if they got anything.
You can go to codfather.com.
Codfather.com.
They know where they all are.
That's where it's at.
I think I just went to a bogus website egged on by Deacon Tony. I don't know if that exists.
He is the Codfather. Mark Amadeo.
Yeah, well, we're going to be driving around Rochester, Minnesota, looking for fish fry. So I'll have it all figured out somewhere near our hotel and where the bubble is up there that we'll be indoors all day tomorrow and Sunday. So that's where I'll be. I'll be indoors. Good time to be outdoors. My goodness, this weather's great. We got the Greater Des Moines Hot Air Balloon Hunt tonight. They'll light up the hot air balloons in downtown Des Moines. You got to go find it. And, John, that might be something you and the family can do, a little excursion downtown to see those hot air balloons light
up. There you go. It's good outdoor activity, and as you said, the weather's going to be really nice.
It is. And, of course, fish fry, some of them are indoors. Some of the parishes are serving indoors. I know St. Joseph's on the east side. My wife went there last week with her girlfriend, and that was really good. And some are drive through, which is fine. You can take it and go home or sit out in the deck. It's going to be pretty nice today.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be. And I'm going to have to get outside myself.
Yes, you will. Now, on Monday, you and Deacon, you and Jimmy got to hold the fort down because Deacon Tony and I will take Monday off. I got to recover from my weekend, and Deacon Tony's got to recover from the codfather.com website, finding all the fish fries. So we'll both be gone Monday.
That's exactly it. He's got a lot of work to do to put this together.
Exactly. All right, well, let's get right to it on this Friday morning from the WHO TV 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwa. Currently, in the Mercy One studios, we have fair skies. The sun is out, 28 degrees, an east wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 21 degrees. We did have some refreezing go on overnight. Be careful out there. And reminder, the girls' state basketball tournament is still in town. Semifinals are today. We do have one championship tonight, the 5A championship. Congratulations to the folks at Johnson and Waukee. They'll meet for the third time this year, and that'll be televised statewide on Iowa Public Television, the 5A state championship tonight at 7 o'clock. Today it'll be partly sunny to enjoy all that. High of 54 degrees here in central Iowa. Southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight, low of 30 degrees. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, dry, high of 59 degrees for your Saturday. Sunday, even warmer, but clouds will be increasing. So will the wind. It'll be breezy and warmer on Sunday, a high of 67 degrees. And Monday, more of the same, partly cloudy with a high of 69 degrees. In the news on this Friday morning, well, Des Moines Airport passengers can now get a COVID test. An airport spokesperson says there are three tests ranging in cost from $25 to $90. Results take less than an hour for the rapid antigen test and the antibody test. The more advanced PCR test results come back in 24 hours. The PCR is needed for international travel. Now, COVID testing at the Des Moines International Airport is located in the temporary closed restaurant, which is just south of the ticketing area. The service is being offered by Dr. John Vanderveer of Exemplar Health. Today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. Last night, men's college basketball in the Big Ten. Number 5 Iowa defeated Nebraska 102-64 in Iowa City. Fifth-ranked Hawkeyes improved their record to 19-7. The Hawks have won 6 of their last 7 games, and they'll close out the regular season this Sunday morning as they host number 25 Wisconsin, and they'll tip it off at 11:30. That game will be televised nationally on Fox. Big 12 basketball last night, number 18 Texas Tech defeated the Iowa State Cyclones 81-54 to hand the Cyclones their 20th straight conference loss in Lubbock, Texas. Iowa State will conclude their regular season against Kansas State on Saturday at 4 o'clock in Lawrence, Kansas, or rather in Stillwater. Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament going on in St. Louis. Northern Iowa defeated Illinois State 65-60 last night. So tonight, Northern Iowa will meet the Drake Bulldogs. 5 o'clock tip-off. Drake is a number 2 seed with a record of 24-3. Northern Iowa's record 10-15. They'll meet tonight to advance to the semifinals of the Missouri Valley Conference men's basketball tournament in St. Louis. Tonight, women's college basketball, Northern Iowa and Drake both playing. Northern Iowa's at Selma, Illinois. Valparaiso comes to Drake here at the Knapp Center in Des Moines. And the Northern Iowa game tips off at 4 o'clock. Drake tips off at 5 tonight. Both games televised on ESPN3. And also tonight, we have USHL Hockey, Sioux City in town for the weekend. They take on the Des Moines Buccaneers. Face off at 7 o'clock tonight at Buccaneer Arena, and they'll do it all over again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at Buccaneer Arena. And our next high school basketball broadcast here on Iowa Catholic Radio is this coming Wednesday, March 10th at Wells Fargo Arena, the first round coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament in Class 4A. Fifth-seeded Dowling taking on number 4 seed Johnston. Our pregame will get underway at 9:45 on Wednesday morning. They'll tip it off at 10 o'clock at Wells Fargo Arena. Both teams split their regular season wins on each other's home court. Once again, from the Mercy One Studios in Des Moines, currently we have fair skies, 28 degrees, and east wind at 7 miles per hour. That feels like temperature down to 21 degrees. And today we'll see partly sunny skies, a high of 54 degrees, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. And this has been Iowa Catholic Radio, news, weather, and sports on your Friday morning. John Leonetti Show coming up, Jimmy Olson, and he has your morning traffic report. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio, news and sports. Year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports is underwritten by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy One, the Catholic Tuition Organization, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio. Traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Still looking accident-free and no major delays as we continue with that drive this morning. So just be safe. It's Friday, so get out there and enjoy it on a beautiful day like today. That's traffic on Iowa Catholic Radio.
There you go. Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
An important part of self-denial is obedience, even to people without authority over us. Today, we celebrate St. John Joseph of the Cross. Was an Italian teenager in the middle of the 1600s when he joined a particularly strict group of Franciscans. John Joseph was quiet and unassuming, but his superiors recognized in him traits that would make him a great priest. So, even though John Joseph had not asked to be ordained a priest, he submitted to the will of his superiors and he became a friar. Once a friar, God and the Franciscans continued to use John Joseph in positions of authority, despite the fact that John Joseph had little desire to fill them. Nevertheless, he served as a novice master, guardian, and eventually provincial. Even when in these roles, John Joseph never rested on his authority or titles and was willing to cook and clean and haul firewood whenever his brothers needed him to. John Joseph's self-denial was also present in the confessional, where he would spend long periods of time, hours, and take on numerous penances on behalf of the penitents, those who came to him for confession. He would offer penances for them. John Joseph died in 1734. He was canonized 100 years later. We ask today, St. John Joseph of the Cross, pray for us. Amen. And thank you to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. Experienced in wills and estate planning, makes it easy on you because he does the work for you. 30 years in business, 224-1776. That is 515-224-1776. Gary Zimak coming up next, all on his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Gary Zimak right after this. John Linetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Thank you to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. Trusted plumbers with the experience necessary to ensure an excellent job each and every time. Thank you for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. Your diocesan news right now.
Here's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines this Friday, March 5. I'm Anne Marie Cox. We want to wish Father John Bertoli and Father Andrew Winchittle a happy birthday. Father Bertoli is the rector at St. Ambrose Cathedral, and Father Winchittle is the pastor of St. Mary Holy Cross Parish in Elkhart. Did you know you could get our diocesan newspaper online now? The Catholic Mirror can be read on your desktop, your laptop, a tablet, or your phone. Just go to dmdiocese.org and click on the Catholic Mirror link to register for the digital version. This is a new option for us. Don't worry, we'll continue to send out the paper through the mail for those who prefer a hard copy. This weekend is the launch of the annual Diocesan Appeal. It's through this annual appeal that we can pool our resources to provide services to all of our parishes and schools. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Tune in to the Bishop's Radio Show. It starts at 9 o'clock this morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That's your news from the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Anne Marie Cox.
Have you downloaded the Iowa Catholic Radio app? It's easy through the Apple App Store on iPhone or through Google Play on Android. Search Iowa Catholic Radio and download the app. You can listen to Iowa Catholic Radio Talk or Iowa Catholic Radio Music. Listening to Iowa Catholic Radio is easy.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts. He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Thank you, Caldwell Parish, for underwriting Iowa Catholic Radio. Conform to the wishes of the deceased and to Catholic liturgical burial traditions. Caldwell Parish Funeral Home, Des Moines' only Catholic-owned and operated funeral home. CaldwellParish.com.
Thank you to Bose and the Florist for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio, Dowling Catholic Football, and Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
What better way to send a message to a friend or a loved one than a beautiful bouquet of fresh-cut flowers? This is Tom Bosen from Bose and the Florist. Our family business has been helping Central Iowans send messages locally and around the world for almost 100 years. Whatever the occasion, whatever the message, we can help you say more with Bosen. That's 244 Rose, 244-7673, or Bosen.com.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. We made it to a Friday, friends. Yes, here we are. Gary Zimak joins me. Monthly segment right smack dab in the middle of Lent. I don't know a more perfect time to have you on, my friend.
Hey, John. Yeah, good to be with you, brother.
We give up worry for Lent. It's just continuing to climb here, I'm sure, with Lent.
Yeah, John, it's unbelievable. The book, for the third year in a row, the book has sold out, but it's back in stock. You know, it's in and out, number one bestseller again. Obviously, the Lord's got plans for this book. But the good news is, my friend, that next week, the follow-up book comes out. It's called Give Up Worry, not just for Lent, but for good.
Uh-oh.
So I got all my worriers covered for a long time.
Give Up Worry for Good. Now, what's how do you write a sequel to Give Up Worry for Lent?
You know, John, here's what happened. First of all, it's been people have just loved the daily reflections in the book, because what it does is it builds a relationship with the Lord. You know,
yeah,
what happens once you start hanging out with the Lord. But what people said to me was like, well, what do we do after Lent's over? We like this. Do we go back and read the book? So I came up with an 8-week program that's pretty much the same type format that takes us beyond Lent. Plus, John, this is the other request I got. The book is also designed for small group use because people want to do this in a group at their parishes. So you can do it individually or as part of a small group. And by that time, you know, after going through Lent, after going through eight more weeks, then it becomes even more of a habit to turn to the Lord instead of turning to worry.
You're exactly right on that. Let's look at Sacred Scripture for our monthly topic. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. There might be people that say, well, yeah, maybe great things for him or for her, but not great things for me in my life. I got a lot to worry about.
John Leonetti, I love it when this happens. The Holy Spirit just inspired you to say that. That's not what I was going to talk about.
Uh-oh.
I mean, the verse was, but your angle was so perfect. And here's what, and I've wrestled with that myself. And by the way, that was from the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 21. Looking at other people's lives. How come this guy has, the Lord has done so many favors for this guy or for this woman and nothing for me? And John, what I propose is, and I've wrestled with this, let's look at what the Lord has done in the lives of other people. Let's look at what he's done in the life of a John Leonetti. You know, how he has made you a successful speaker and author. And when I was starting out, I'll be honest, I would look to people like you and other people who were successful, and I hate to admit it, but I would get a little envious. And then I prayed about it, and then I get to the point where I'd say, well, wait a minute, the Lord is blessing his people with the works of these other people. So I'm going to be happy for them. So the point is, if he can do it for somebody else, if he did it for the Israelites in the desert, leading them out of slavery, then he can do it for me, but when the time is right. You know, John, Lent's the time for us to really focus on, is this about me or is it about the Lord? Am I trying to become holier during Lent so that I feel good about myself, or so that God's kingdom can grow? And that's what this is all about, you know, looking at other people, being thankful for the work he's doing in the lives of others, even, John, if you don't feel it. It's okay to not feel it, right? But that's how we grow.
You know, where you write from, I mean, straight from the heart, but you write from a point of faith all the time. And I think that maybe comes with, as you pointed out, some of the struggles that you had, because it can be easy for us to really kind of concentrate on success. All of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's pounded into us as Americans, into our culture. For some of us growing up, you know, our parents, be successful. We want you to be successful. What does that look like? I don't know. Just be successful. Yeah. You know, I mean, for many of us, we can't even define it. But, you know, as Mother Teresa says, and on down the line, the saints in Sacred Scripture, it's not about success. There's probably wildly successful people that are in hell. I'm not the judge, but it could be, right? It's not about success in this world. It's about faith.
You're right, John. And even during Lent, and this is such a good point, again, I believe the Holy Spirit is calling you to say this because this is so true. We want to be in charge of our success during Lent. You know, I gave up chocolate, and I did such a good job, and I am so well, and I go to daily mass, and me, that's all good. But you know, John, sometimes the Lord lets you fail during Lent and lets you mess up so that you remember how much you need him. And I think that's important. And I always tell people, let the Holy Spirit be in charge of your Lenten observation. You know, let the Holy Spirit decide how much progress you make. Show up, do the work, do what you can, but expect sometimes to fail. Well, that's the Lord reminding you, look, you're not doing this on your own. I'm helping you. I think that's very healthy for us.
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Now, I'm interested in this book here, new book. This comes out next week, you said?
Yeah, March the 12th it's due to be released. I think there's some copies headed your way very soon, so you'll have your own copy of it as well.
Now, I don't want any of this, we ran out. All right, because your books are so successful, quote unquote, as we're talking about this here. They sell like crazy. I hope your publisher is printing them like crazy.
They are trying. Ave Maria Press is the publisher. They are trying to keep up, and they did a pretty good job with Give Up Worry for Lent this year. You know, the third year, it sold out again, but it got back in stock quickly. So this book, Give Up Worry for Good, is pre-orderable now. So if you want to reserve your copy and be sure that you're ready to go after Lent, now is the time to do it.
And where do people go again to
You know, John, obviously Catholic Bookstores is a great, your local Catholic bookstore is a great place, but you can also go directly to my website, followingthetruth.com, and I have links to Amazon on the website.
Have you got work you're doing next?
Yeah, I got another book coming out. I have my first live talk coming up in May.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, we all got hammered with COVID, but I'm scheduling new talks for the end of the year and for next year. My schedule's pretty open right now, so now's the time to bring me to your parish or conference, you know, because people, churches are still a little hesitant, but I'm starting to get inquiries finally.
I've got your next project, and I want you to listen to me when I say this. You need to put together that, you have it kind of an 8-week style format for Give Up Worry for Good. You need to put that on video. And you need to release that out on social media, and it's a course that people can sign up for and that people can do. I think that would just explode, man.
I love it. I love the idea. I'm going to take that seriously.
Think about that.
I will, man.
Zimak, everyone, as always, we'll talk to you next month, brother.
Sounds good, John. God bless you.
All right. That puts this show in the books, everyone. Yeah, it's something we can all we all have in common, right? Worry, stress, anxiety of what the future beholds, you know, for ourselves and those that we love. But our Lord always, always asks us to rest in faith, to rest in trusting Him. That's where He calls us every single time. It is a constant battle for every one of us, but it is where we have to go. It is where we have to go. Not where we should go. Faith, trust in our Lord, constantly giving ourselves over to Him in our efforts. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us, protect us all from evil, and bring us to His everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. Thanks for tuning in today, friends. Live from the Mercy One studio next week as well. I'm John Leonetti. Be confident. Christ's mercy and His love today. God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to know You and to make You known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who You are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of You. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire. Just to
Leonetti in the Morning is underwritten by Golden Rule Heating and Cooling, Bell Construction,
Five Sons Naturescapes,
and Blessman International.